Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajansi Jewellers Limited H2 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Ghanshyani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all on the conference call of Kajansi Jewellers. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Kumar Mehta, Chairman and Joint Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Kumar Mehta. Over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. A very good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the earnings call of Kajansi Jewellers Limited FY25. It has been a defining year for us, marked by strong operational progress, digital innovation, and robust financial performance. With over five decades of legacy, Kajansi Jewellers Limited has been making exquisite gold, diamond, and precious stone jewelry since 1971. We have established ourselves as a trusted name in both corporate and retail segments and continue to be a key player in India's organized jewelry sector. Our commitment to excellence is strengthened by our recognition as a qualified jeweler on the India International Bullion Exchange, that is IIBX, IFSCA Limited, and BIS Hallmarking Certification. Our listing on the BSE SME platform in August 2023 has further enhanced our market presence and growth trajectory. On the operational front, we have made significant steps in our current place of business at Top Carpet Chennai, which remains a key growth driver. Small and effective strategic amendments on day-to-day basis, improving our intangible assets of our design library, 5 lakh designs spread across more than 25 product categories. As a part of our expansion strategy, we are on track to launch a new flagship showroom in second quarter of FY26. This state-of-art space will redefine the retail experience and further strengthen our market leadership in southern market. We have started manufacturing and marketing of traditional diamond jewelry, which would improve our B2B business in diamond jewelry segment, which in turn will add additional margin and improve our profits. We are also embracing diamond jewelry, precious stones, and digital transformation to enhance customer engagement. Recently, we upgraded our online jewelry app, which offers features like real-time gold rate tracking, secure online payment, personalized support, and exclusive offers, an initiative that reflects our vision to blend tradition with technology and offer a seamless omnichannel experience. Another key highlight of this year was a strong presence at the Gem & Jewelry India International Fair B2B Expo of 2025, where we secured a significant order book worth 55 to 60 crores, a clear testimony to the growing preference for our design and craftsmanship among industry peers. In order to expand our B2B business geographically, we are on the path of setting up a strategic plan for participating in various exhibitions pan-India, where potential demand for our manufactured products is high. Looking at the broader environment, the Indian jewelry sector is poised for sustained growth. The Union Budget FY25 introduced several supportive measures, such as reduction in gold import duties and compulsory hallmarking, which is expected to boost affordability and strength organized retail. Additionally, the RBI rate cut and revised tax slabs are likely to increase discretionary spending, further supporting industry growth. These macroeconomic developments are well aligned with our strategic priorities. which includes pursuing both organic and inorganic growth, expanding our physical footprint, and accelerating our digital transformation. Together, these focus areas position us to capitalize on emerging opportunities and build a strong business for the future. Now, I am coming to the financial highlights of Khajansi Jewelers Limited. In H2 FY25, Khajansi Jewelers delivered exceptional financial results. The total income stood at 1016.01 crore, reflecting a 144.6% year-on-year growth. EBITDA came in at 36.12 crore, a 71.8% increase. Profit after tax reached 24.93 crore, up by 114.85%. EPS rose by 114.71%, reaching at 10 rupees 7 paise. For the full fiscal year FY25, the momentum continued. Total income was 1,772.53 crore, up by 115.76% year-on-year. EBITDA reached 64.92 crore, an increase of 55.41%. PAT stood at 44.92 crore, up by 64.43%. EPS increased by 64.4%, reaching 18 rupees 15 paisa. These outstanding figures underscore the strength of our business model, operational efficiency, and ability to execute on growth opportunities. In conclusion, our strong performance in H2 FY25, supported by a favorable policy landscape and well-executed expansion plan, positions Khajansi Jewelers Limited for continued success. Our strategic focus is firmly aligned with value addition and long-term growth. We are working towards expanding our design capabilities, going forward establishing our own in-house manufacturing facility, and broadening our client base across both B2B and B2C segments. These initiatives are aimed at enhancing product differentiation and improving margins. Combined with the launch of our flagship showroom, ongoing digital transformation, and unwavering focus on customer experience, we are confident in our ability to further strengthen our market presence and deepening customer relationships. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, customers, and all stakeholders for their continued trust and support. We look forward to achieving new milestones together and capitalizing on the promising opportunity that lies ahead. Once again, thank you for being with us today. Thank you all. I now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. My first question is, how many active B2B clients does the company currently serve, and what percentage of sales comes from repeat orders?
Company currently serves nearly, you can say, somewhere around 500 clients B2B. And it is on repeated basis only. Whatever the requirement of the clients come in, they come in touch with us, and it is on recurring basis. We are serving with all their product requirements.
Okay. Second question I have is, are you planning to franchise or directly operate future showrooms?
Initially, we have a plan of opening up our flagship showroom of 10,000 sq ft that my management is planning to open it by the second quarter. And later on a future state, after having two, three showrooms of our company owned, and it may even think of working on franchise model.
Okay. So the next question I have is, what are your criteria for selecting future showroom locations?
We are looking up since we are extra, we have a very good base in the southern India, so we are planning to have it in south part of only in Tamil Nadu. And we have been working on selecting of area, and as per our patterns and design type of area where we could sell our product. So we have been working on that.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shreya, am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you managing inventory levels given the high volatility in gold prices?
The inventory is managed on day-to-day basis. It is called refilling system. It is a traditional method of buying gold as soon as it sells. That is the way we follow replacing of goods what you have sold, so that the fluctuation does not affect much.
So has the launch of lighter and fusion jewelry impacted your gross margins positively?
Could you repeat the question, please? Louder, please. Hello?
Yes.
I could not hear your question. Please, louder, please.
Has the launch of lighter and fusion jewelry impacted your gross margins positively?
That's what, as the prices are going up, we are also manufacturing and creating lots of designs which are of affordable range and or lightweight jewelry. And since the lightweight jewelry are fusion with latest designs and technology, obviously it is giving a higher margin.
Okay. What is the current stock turnover cycle, and how has it improved compared to previous years?
Our turnover, the stock turnover cycle has improved nearly by 40% from last year.
Okay. There's one last question from my side. What percentage of your jewelry portfolio consists of high-margin temple or designer jewelry?
We cannot define that separately, but you can say that somewhere total turnover of 15% are of a higher margin, and all others are regular margin, and we are dealing with all handmade jewelry. So major portions are, you can, it's not that low margin, we can define it as medium margin and high margin sector.
Okay. Thank you. That's all currently. If there are any more questions, I'll wait back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Shyam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I am Shyam, an individual investor. I've been tracking Khazanchi since quite some time now. Just
Okay.
Two questions. What Mohit just asked me, asked you sometime back regarding the third question,
Yes.
regarding the location of your jewelry shop. I believe
Yeah.
we are primarily based out of Sokapet, Chennai, right? From what I know.
Yes.
And are we targeting any prospective locations down the line anytime soon in terms of expansion? Like you mentioned that you have plans of bringing out two more, three showrooms.
That's what, after After opening up our flagship showroom, anyway, we always say the coming financial year, say we somewhere around FY28, we are planning of expanding into various different areas where we could open 4 to 5 branches.
So nothing at the moment? Nothing for this year, only for the next year?
Initially, we are focusing on opening up our flagship showroom.
Okay.
So this year, we are going to open up that
showroom.
And on later, that's what we are on the working of selection of areas and everything. And as soon as the flagship showroom is launched and things get in operation, and later on we will move on for expansion that way.
Okay, okay. The reason why I ask this question is, if I'm not wrong, Kalyan Jewelers sometime back also put up a showroom in Kelly, Pushpakam, I believe, in Chennai. And I'm not much familiar with the Chennai area, but I kind of heard that even Kazanchi has bought some property in Pushpakam somewhere around Dushan Road. Is that information right? It's got to know from somewhere. I'm not sure if the source data is right or not.
We are having the company owned property in this flagship showroom alone. And future expansions, we are thinking of making it asset light. So we are not going to own a property. We will source it on lease or something of that sort and go for expansion. But it will take its own time. It will be on the after opening of the flagship showroom. It may take another 1 year for that process.
But we don't have any property or we didn't put in a property recently in somewhere in Pushpakam.
We do have a that is a management residential property. That is management residential property. There is a commercial portion also. In future, if required, there is a possibility that the management can think of opening a showroom there.
Not
yet decided.
Okay. Just a minute. That's it from my side. Thank you so much for your time.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Darshan Bhandari from Bhandari Tools Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Firstly, I would like to congratulate on the outstanding results. My only question in the last earnings call, it was said that the flagship showroom will be open by May. But now we are saying that it will be open in the second quarter of this financial year. So I'd like to know what problems are we facing.
Yeah, that's true. Technically, there were reasons since we have started with the civil constructions and all, it got delayed. And we are working on it. It is in the second quarter. We are there is a plan of the management that they are planning to open it by portion wise. One of the portions which may be operating B2B segments and all will be opened in, by July.
Okay,
so the whole showroom will be open in the next quarter, the second quarter,
Okay. My follow-up question would be, what steps are we taking in turning our cash flows into positive? Like currently our cash flow is like only 2 crores in positive, right? So what steps are we taking?
As we are in the jewelry segment, the stock portion plays a very vital role here. And the value of stocks is mainly the inventory part occupies the most of the operating funds. So in that case, it is equivalent to cash, you can believe. So that's what we can say on that.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ramesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
In line with the question asked by previous speaker, so the property in the Pushpakam area is owned by the company or residential property? I don't understand.
Is it on the book? Sir, is it a property or promoter?
Okay.
Yeah, it was the property of promoter. It's totally connected with the company.
Okay. So, currently, how much inventory we having now? In the sense of gold, can we quantify?
Value-wise, we are having around some inventory of some 260 crores.
In the one of the previous con calls, we were told that there is around 3 years. Okay, value-wise, okay. CD-wise, 300. We were told
that. Yes,
one of the previous phone calls, gold, they said 300 kilograms was inventory.
That's what I told you. Volume wise, it is to around 260 crazy. 260 crore.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Sukumar Shetty from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, hi, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand your inventory days have reduced significantly, you know, from 89 in FY24 to 53 in FY25. So just wanted to understand what is driving this significant reduction in our inventory days. Have we been doing something on the back end, or what's the main reason behind this?
Yeah, there was a better inventory days because all the ornament sales and all we were offering it. Just a bit.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hello, am I audible? Yeah.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Yeah. You are talking about the inventory turnover ratio, right?
Yeah,
it improved.
Right,
yeah, there was a sale of bullion in the last quarter, which was of high quantum. So the overall inventory turnover was fast.
Okay, and going forward, what kind of, so will we maintain these level of inventory days, like close to 50, 60 days in FY26 and 27? Or will be higher, close to 80, 90? Or be more appropriate assumption?
As for the essence, we are going to open up the retail store, and we are constantly focusing on the top line of the same segment. It will be somewhere near only, maybe 25% here and there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And on the second follow-up to that, our bullion sales, you know, this year have increased substantially to 48% as against 16% last year. So,
yeah. What's
the reason behind such a drastic increase in our bullion sales, and what should be a fair assumption to be made going ahead to the bullion side of our business?
Yes, sir. Because it was a SEPA allotment, the quantum of SEPA allotment for the company, and it was restricted to 31.3. And till that date, we are getting an additional margin of 1 to 1.25% extra on that bullion sale. So, yeah, and the market demand for that was high. So, the company, in order to complete that whatever allotment was there, so the bullion turnover was high.
Okay. Where we have to sell off in the 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and just what is the guidance for next year, top line wise? I think you mentioned 25% growth for FY26. So is that excluding B2C revenue from B2C or including even from the showroom, the top line guidance for next year?
That's what every year the top line what we define, we are achieving it, and it is moving much higher than that. Once again, I tell you that it will be 25% plus from the current top line.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Vijay Chauhan from RHPMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, like, congrats on the good set of numbers. So, in long term, because, like, our base is also small and the execution capability is also phenomenal. So how do you see like revenue growth if we talk about little bit larger horizon, let's say 4 to 5 years period, and what kind of challenges you would see in terms of scaling up to the any desired number that you are targeting in next 4 to 5 years?
So on the constraint basis, if we say we are trying out to be working at least 25% annual year on year on that. And improving our bottom line by adding up various other higher margin products, and we are entering into retail segment also, and that will add on additional value. So in that case, for consecutive 4-5 years, and in that 4-5 years period, we have also plans for opening up an additional
showrooms. So if that's all, if you take, it will be surely an higher top line with higher profit.
Right, right. And if you look at the EBITDA margin, so what will be the EBITDA margin differential for B2C versus B2B? So in B2B, what is the range and B2C going ahead? And how do you see blended margin maybe 4 or 5 years down the line? Because margins will improve very slowly because we have major portion from B2B. But once we scale up, then there will be some margin accretion which will happen because of the B2C piece. So how do you see in terms of the margin acceleration going ahead?
That's what, sir, as I defined, since we have been working on various higher-end products and we have also introduced diamond jewelry for B2B segment, which is a high-margin product. In that case, B2B margins are going to improve. As previously, we have defined that B2B margin would be somewhere around 4% and B2C would be around 9 to 10%.
Okay.
So, blender margin, you can say that it would be somewhere 5%.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of, let's say, when we are launching B2C, so which kind of marketing activity we are taking? Is it, it must be mostly regional only? And how is the acceptance in terms of demand also? Because there was some slowdown on the B2B piece, I'm asking basically. There was some slowdown because of the higher gold prices. So any material difference we are seeing in terms of demand and the marketing strategy on the B2C side? So two parts to this question. Yeah.
This has been happening. The price raise is gradually happening on various times. Now the prices have increased. That is, it's true that at the initial stage when the prices go up and it takes quite a little time for the people to digest that. But once it's done, that is for a very shorter period of time. Once the price is accepted by the crowd, then things start working at the same pace. So that is not the big issue. And it is on cyclic basis only. The prices are ever increasing. And for a very short while, there is a slowdown. But once again, it picks up.
Okay. And in terms of marketing strategy, would you like to throw some light?
Yeah, that's what... Since we are coming with a B2C store, we have planned regional marketing only, since because our presence is in region only, and we will be focusing there only. The overall management has decided to spend on marketing of somewhere around 4 to 5%.
Okay. That will be all from my side. Thank you and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Abhishek Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
So my question is, what is your current debt structure and are there any plans for reduction or refinancing?
Sir, could not understand your question, please louder and clear, please.
So what is your current debt structure and are there any plans for reduction or refinancing?
Yes, you are talking about current debt ratio.
Yes.
So the current debt to equity is 0.11.
Okay.
Yeah. And on a future date, for the expansion plan, if anything is required, the company may go for additional debt.
Okay.
It has not been decided yet, but if anything is required for the expansion purpose, there is a possibility that company can go for it.
And how do you expect demand patterns to evolve in financial year 26, especially with the macro tailwinds like rate cuts and increased disposable income?
That's what, the demand is going to increase as the gold jewelry has always given a better return to all the investors, whether it is in the jewelry form or whether it is in 24 karat coin forms or anywhere. So the demand is gradually going to increase only. And at the sulfate phase, we are seeing that the demand would increase by 25%, but it could be much better than that, I think.
Okay. So my last question is, what is the succession planning framework, especially given the family-driven leadership?
Sorry, once again, I could not get your question.
What is the succession planning framework?
Succession planning. But initially, we are working on opening up our flagship showroom.
And later on, we will be expanding. This was our strategy.
Okay, sir. That's it for my time. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Seth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so my first question is like, how does the company plan to differentiate itself from larger competitors like Titan or Malabar in the retail jewelry space?
So we have our own intangible assets of the design patterns, varieties. The management has a very wide experience of say 5 decades that we have been working on it, and we have got tied up with all the best quality artisans in India, and regionally we are well known here. So in that way we are working, and that way our growth is coming up.
Okay, and what are your medium to long term expansion plans beyond Chennai and southern market?
That's what since we have participated in an exhibition recently where we have found a very positive approach. So the management has been planning to place and participate in all the B2B exhibitions pan India level for expansion purpose. And for the retail segment, initially we are coming up with our flagship showroom, and after completion of that, say in another 1 or 2 years, there is an expansion plan of 5 to 6 showroom on the retail segment. So the company is planning expansion on both sides, B2B and B2C.
Okay, so as you said, like 5 to 6 stores in like next 2 to 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So how do you plan fund this next phase of expansion? Are you considering any equity raise or debt?
That has not been actually decided now to date, because it would be a combination of debt and equity maybe. And the company is growing, or out of its reserve profits also it can grow. So that has not been decided till now.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rahil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi sir, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sorry. So first question is, as of FY25 end, so what was your revenue mix, B2B, B2C? In percentage terms?
Yeah. Yeah, in percentage terms, somewhere around 10% was our B2C, and 90% was B2C. Sorry, B2B is 90% and B2C is 10%.
Yeah, so after this flagship show comes on, which is the retail B2C portion, correct? What will the B2C percentage be by year end?
Yeah, if everything works right, as of the percentage would be improved by 10% addition for B2C.
So it will be 20% then?
Yeah.
Okay. And so along with this 25% plus growth which you target, you did way much more in FY25. So what was the leading growth drivers for this year? And do you expect the same to continue in FY26?
That was the main drivers. That was our creation, our marketing strategies, and our product specialties. Since we have, since the prices are increased, we have introduced various lightweight jewelry, our fusion style of production, and the management experience, everything add on for this growth strategy. And constraint level, we are defining it that we will grow at a pace of 25%, but we will be doing surely better.
Mm-hmm. And this retail showroom which you said you expect 150 crore additional sales. So when do you expect it to show on our P&L? Will it be this year completely, or some portion this year, some portion next year?
That's what we are thinking of starting up the showroom in by second quarter. Somewhere in second quarter.
partly this year and upcoming years it will be continuing.
Right, okay. And lastly, margins also you said you were planning to improve, right? Bottle line will definitely improve if you basically are adding higher margin products. But in FY25, what led to the drop?
That's what I told you. Since we were higher turnover of bullion was there in the last quarter, so the margins in the bullions are less. But since we have gotten SEPA quota from IIDX, so we are trying to use it to increase our total profit.
So you expect to reach back to 5% in FY26, 5% or plus? Is that something possible?
Yeah, there is a possibility of improved margins since we are entering into a retail segment where there is a higher profit, and we are working on it hard for that. So it is going to improve. We cannot define that it may reach to 5% in next year itself, but gradually, surely, in coming 2 years, it will surely reach 5%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Purnima from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Rajesh. Good evening. First of all, congratulations on your congratulations on your results. So I think most of the questions, yes, sir. Sir, most of the questions was answered already. So, however, I just wanted to understand a couple of things. My first question is, here we see this showroom that is coming up. So, is there any date addition in the books with respect to the opening of the showroom in Chowka Street? Or is it completely funded via our issue proceeds that was raised last year?
That's what even the issue process was very optimistically used, and the business was grown accordingly. The management has not decided on any debt addition. I think we can have from our own reserve. And on a future date, if any debt is required, it may also go for it.
Okay. Sir, because in the balance sheet, I can see there is a debt addition in the books in FY25, especially on the non-current borrowings. Because since I don't have the breakup of the lease liability and the term debt, can you please throw some light on non-current borrowings, sir? It has increased from 18.64 crores to 25.6 crores. Hello?
Just a minute, ma'am. Check out. Just hold down, please.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir.
Yeah. Madam, the debt from the bank has not increased. It is an unsecured loan that has increased.
Okay. Okay, sir. And, sir, another thing, just wanted to understand the proportion of your gold purchase. So, what is the proportion that you are purchasing from the nominated agencies like bankers? And what is the proportion of your outright purchase, sir?
The proportion and all, we have not calculated it that personally. If anything, you please drop in your number so that I can show you that. I will send you the bifurcation.
Okay, sir. And final question, sir. Sir, from your balance sheet, I understand you are completely relying on your working capital, that is, CC type of a facility. Why not opt for gold metal loan, sir?
Gold metal loan, we have not ever gone for gold metal loan because the particular hedge required on everything is not that feasible. In market itself, we are getting gold at a better price on a day-to-day basis. And as on then required, we can use the cash credit limit. All that things add additional value to the company's policy. So in that case, we are not opting for that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your
patience.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Hardik Shakti from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to confirm, and you earlier alluded to having our own in-house manufacturing setup where we'll go to close to 20% of the production in the next 2 years. Are we still on track for the same, or how are we progressing over there?
That's what, sir. Initially, the management is focusing on opening up of the flagship showroom. We have been working on our own manufacturing process, and as stated, 20% of our production will be own manufactured in coming years.
Okay, in the coming years. Okay, that is it, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ramesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for allowing me to join the queue again. Sir, going to the annual report, came across a company called Kazanti Sewers Private Limited.
Yeah.
So, does the company have its operation? Can you just share more information about Kazanti Sewers? Where is it based out of?
Kazanti Sewers, it is a related company to the management, and it is a sister concern.
It's based out of Chennai? How is
it? Yeah, it is based in Chennai only, sir.
Because, does it have operations anywhere else outside?
No, no, sir. It has operations only in Chennai.
But the reason I ask is, the company is registered with ROC Kolkata, and it is registered in West Bengal, in a district called Bishnupur. That's why I'm a little concerned regarding the provide some clarification.
Yeah, it is very good. You registered in Kolkata, but all the operations are happening in Chennai. We are under the process of shifting that company to Chennai.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, one more thing. What is actually the cause for delay in opening of the showroom? Because said that the showroom will open this last console process will open this March, April.
Since we have started from the base constructions and all, so the completion certificate got delayed. So, simultaneously, the upcoming processes got delayed, so we have extended the opening date.
Okay, so a few more questions. What is the share of Jadhav jewelry in the portfolio? Do we sell Jadhav jewelry, or how is it?
Now we do sell Jadhav jewelry, but the proportion is very less as in the current showroom. Now on the new showroom, we are going to add up sufficient quantity of Jadhav and diamonds and all, and which are higher margin segments. So that is going to be an addition, higher margin product with volume to the upcoming showroom.
Thank you. So, Jadhav actually, the share is less now. Any reason? Is it less margin? How is it?
No, it is marginable item only. It's not less margin. But since we have a constraint of space here, already we are into the, regional designs and local customer products which are high-selling range here. So, we cannot afford to keep for that additional space. So on the new showroom, when we have an abundance of space, we are going to add up all those products.
So what is the difference between Jadhav and Kundan jewelry? Here there is something called Kundan.
Yeah.
What is Kundan?
Kundan is also a process of Jadhav. Kundan is the pure gold.
Okay.
In which the Jadhav is set. Jadhav is then what they say, polki diamond. Uncut diamonds that are set in Kundan. Kundan is the purest form of gold. That is called Kundan. Yeah.
So, one of the previous questions asked in by one of the previous speakers was regarding the succession plan. I understand the answer. Since the family is an entrepreneurship, succession plan, if any, discussed or
You are talking about succession plan means I could not understand. You define properly.
The succession plan is the ownership. This is a family-driven organization. the submission hierarchy. Hello.
Yes, sir.
It's a succession plan that, in the sense, who comes next? Since it's a familial organization, and we have seen in many companies that usually there's a internal conflict. So, in fact, that is the concern of previous people, I guess. The answer was just sent, and that's why I asked.
Actually, the succession plan has not been defined. If I will tell you, share me your number so that I can get it done and give you the reply.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tia Jain from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So, I have a couple of questions. My first question is, like, I want to understand how company hedge against fluctuation in gold prices. Are you using futures or any stock replacements?
Sorry, madam, could not understand the question, please.
So my question was regarding, like, how the company hedge against its fluctuation in gold prices.
Okay. That's what we have been working on, a refilling system on daily basis. Whatever we sell, we buy it back, and it is the traditional method of buying and selling of gold, so that the fluctuation, risk of fluctuation, can be avoided.
And what is the impact of currency fluctuation on your import costs?
There's no much impact as such. Because the moment of price fluctuation happens, but we refill it on the day-to-day basis, hourly basis, according to the market scenario.
So also, how do you view the risks from lab-grown diamonds or shifting consumer preferences nowadays?
Yeah, the lab grown diamonds, yes, things are there, but demand for these, there is a preference for always a natural diamond. And lab grown diamonds are also the one high demand when solitaires are concerned. Because the price variation between natural diamonds of solitaire and lab grown is very wide. So acceptance with regards to lab grown diamond is there. For solitaire pieces. Solitaire pieces, you could understand bigger size of pieces, 1 carat, 2 carat.
You have
marked, yeah.
That is from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Herschel for his closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Khazanchi Jewelers Limited. If you have any query, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.